tongue, your life, your destiny, your assignment will carry fire. In the name of Jesus. Please be seated. First and foremost, I appreciate the Most High God for the privilege he has given again to stand before you, God's General. And I'm praying for you that our times together this morning shall be to the glory of God in Jesus' name. Amen. My assignment is very simple, and I'm trusting God that God is going to help you and help me to deliver in Jesus' name. As I was praying on what the Lord would want me to do, three passages came to my mind. And that I will read, I will tell you one or two things, and with that, we shall pray. But wherever you are, please bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we are eternally grateful unto you for the gift of life. Daddy, we thank you for all you have loaded us with. We thank you, Lord, because you have brought us here this morning to bless, to refresh, and to refire us for the assignment you have given unto us. Daddy, take all the glory in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen. As I've told us earlier, while I was meditating, the Holy Spirit gave me three passages of the Bible. And we are going to read and run with the passages. The first is the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verse 8. Acts chapter number 1, verse number 8. The Bible says, "But you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses for me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." The second Bible passage is the book of Acts of the Apostle, Acts of the Holy Spirit, chapter 10, verse 38. Acts chapter number 10, verse 38. "And you know that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Then Jesus went around doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him." The abiding and manifest presence of God will never leave your life. Amen. If your amen is louder, your life will be better. Amen. The third Bible passage is the gospel as recorded by St. Luke chapter 4. The gospel as recorded by St. Luke chapter number 4. I'm going to read verse number 14. Luke Gospel, chapter number 4, and then we read line number 14. I want us to read from Message Bible after taking the verse I have with me here. "Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit and news about him spread through the whole countryside." Hallelujah. Oh my God, hallelujah. Message Bible says, Jesus returns to Galilee powerful in the Spirit. News that he was back spread through the countryside. From these three passages of the Bible, I'm going to be telling you five important facts. And with that, we shall pray. Listen, brethren, Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 1, verse 8, has been rightly considered to be the grand plan or summary statement or outline for the exploits of the early church. You shall receive power. And as I study the Bible, I discover, number 1, that until the Holy Spirit come upon you, you cannot be a voice for the Lord. Brethren, listen and hear me well. Until the Holy Spirit comes upon a man, you can never be a voice for the Lord. The best you will ever be is an echo. Am I talking to somebody?
Yes, sir.
Hear me. It is not about fluency of your word. It is not about oratorical power. No. It is not about your accent. It is not about your spoken English. It is not about your grammar. May I say this to you? It is not even about your title. It is not about the garment you are putting on. It is all about the power and the power of the Holy Spirit. Until the Holy Spirit comes upon a man, the best you will be is an echo and a smoke, and not a fire. Don't forget this. There is a whole lot of difference between a voice and an echo. When the Holy Spirit is upon a man, he becomes a voice. The Bible tells us about John the Baptist. Bible says he was a man of the wilderness. The Bible tells us about that man, that he is a voice crying in the wilderness. Listen and hear me well. As a pastor of close to 40 years in this church, I discovered that whenever new members come to our church, whenever we see new people coming, we sing for them. You are welcome in the name of the Lord. You are welcome in the name of the Lord. I can see all over you the glory of the Lord. You are welcome in the name of the Lord. That's what we do. Is that not so? We want to make them feel belong. But as for John, he was not like that. Bible says John was in the wilderness and people were coming to him. And whenever he sees them, the word of that man was harsh. He called them generations of vipers. He called them wicked soul. He called them untoward generation. But yet, because he was a voice and not an echo, hundreds and thousands of people were coming to him in the wilderness. I lift up my hands to the Lord this morning, and I pray for somebody whose amen will be the loudest. From today, you become a voice for the Lord.
Yeah.
Please say louder and bigger amen. I speak as God's servant to your life. May God make you a voice.
Yeah.
A voice.
Yeah.
Please say amen to me. May God make you a voice.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Number one, until the Holy Spirit comes upon a man, he can never be a voice for the Lord. The best he will be is an echo and a smoke, not fire. When you study the Bible, we discover that the office of the prophet was inaugurated by fire. Elijah prayed to the Lord, and the man of God said, "Oh Lord God of heaven and earth, let it be known to these people that I am doing all this to your glory, and let them know that I am your servant." And before the man finishes praying, the Bible says fire came from heaven. And because fire came, the Bible tells us that people fell to their faces, rain fell, because he was a voice. When you look at the Bible, the office of the priest was inaugurated by fire. And that was what made them a voice unto the Lord. In Leviticus chapter number 9, verse number 24, the Bible tells us that fire from heaven came down to separate, to appoint, and to approve the priest. How about the New Testament church? Acts of the Apostles chapter number 2, when you read from verse number 1 forward, the Bible says, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were gathered together in one place with one accord. Bible says they prayed, and suddenly, Bible says, cloven tongues as of fire came down, descended upon each and every one of them, divided itself upon each and every one of them, and they began to speak with new tongues. I am praying for you this morning. From today, may you become a fire carrier.
Yeah.
Number two, as I studied the three passages of the Bible, I discovered that spiritual work can be accomplished only by the power which God supplied through His Spirit. Spiritual work can only be accomplished by the power that God supplied through the Holy Spirit. In fact, I must tell you this, nothing on earth can take the place of the Holy Spirit. Brethren, you may not remember anything, but please remember this, that nothing on earth can take the place of the Holy Spirit. Education is good, but I want to tell you, brethren, education will never take the place of the Holy Spirit. If you are a Christian and you don't have the power and the Spirit of God in your life, all you will be is an educated sinner. Spoken English is good, but it can never replace the place of the Holy Spirit. In fact, if care is not taken, all you will do is to break people's head with your grammar and not their heart. Am I talking to somebody this morning?
Yes,
if I'm talking to you, please say, I hear you.
Yes,
if all you depend upon is your spoken English, your grammar, your accent, all you will succeed in doing in the church is to break people's head and not their heart. And when you study the Bible, what the Bible emphasizes is that repent. Yoruba Bible says, Eronukuwada, kisi erorikuwada. Am I talking to somebody?
Yes.
If all you dependent upon is your grammar, you will break their head and not their heart. Look, internet computer technology is good. Very good. But it can never take the place of the Holy Spirit. Conducive environment, air conditioned auditorium is good, but it cannot take the place of the Holy Spirit. Listen, brethren, if the Holy Spirit doesn't work in the church, nothing else will. If the Holy Spirit doesn't work in the church, in our midst as youth, nothing else will work. When it comes upon a man, listen to this. He will do in one day what 100 people cannot do in 20 years. Brethren, as you go, in the name that is above every other name, may you carry fire. You are not responding with amen. I pray for you as you go this morning. May you become fire carrier. When the Holy Spirit comes upon a man, he will do in one day what 100 people cannot do in 20 years. You may want to ask me, how do I mean? Go back to the account of the Bible, 1 Kings chapter number 18. The Bible tells us about the apostasy of the children of Israel. But Elijah from the blue came and he told Ahab and all the children of Israel, how long will you have between two opinions? Choose you, that God that answered by fire, let him be God. And on Mount Carmel, Bible says, the prophet of Baal, all 50 of them, and 400 prophets of Asherah, they were gathered together. They offered their sacrifice. They danced. They cried. They shouted. They injured themselves. All to no avail. But the Bible says, during the evening sacrifice, Elijah said, come unto me. Come unto me. Listen, I was telling the pastor last year, I said, when the Father of God comes upon your life, you don't need radio advert. You don't need television advert. Honestly speaking, you don't need any advertisement of any kind. When the Holy Ghost come upon your life, crowd will gather. Am I talking to somebody? In Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 2, Bible tells us that after the apostle, the disciple, and early church, 120 of them, received a fire and tongue of fire. No sooner had they received that power, crowd started gathering. Who invited them? Who brought them? It wasn't radio jingle. It was not television advert. It was not handbill. It wasn't billboard. The Holy Spirit brought them from all walks of life.
And Peter preached an extemporaneous sermon. The sermon that the man of God preached wasn't homiletically okay. The sermon was not harmoneticaly okay or balanced. But because the sermon was coming from the altar, the sermon was coming from the heart that had been baked on the altar, crowd gathered, and there were three reactions to that sermon. Number one, people were sad, and they came to Peter and all the elders, what must we do? They bowed in repentance. Number two, people were glad. Bible said they that gladly received the message, 3,000 of them. And number three, some people were mad. They were glad, they were sad, and they were mad. Hello, brethren.
Yes,
are we still together?
Yes,
when the Holy Spirit comes upon a man, he will do in one day what 100 people cannot do in 20 years. Elijah alone versus 850 false prophet. And the Bible says, at noon, Elijah started taunting them, mocking them. Wake your God. Maybe he has gone to sleep. Maybe your God is meditating. He started mocking them. And Bible said, during the evening sacrifice, Elijah said, come unto me. And the Bible said, people came. And the Bible says, he repaired the altars of the Lord. Youth of Christ, Apostolic Church, listen to me. Some altars are broken in the church. God is depending on you and myself to repair those altars. I lift my hands to the Lord and I pray for you. May you not disappoint God.
Yeah.
Where are the altars of holiness? Altars of evangelism. Listen, I read a book published by the late Pastor E.H.L. Oluseye, the former president of Christ Apostolic Church, titled The Unfinished Task. And there, the man of God tells us the story of Baba Rogun and Baba Joshua Medayese. They had a discussion, and they promised each other to go for evangelism. Baba Medayese said he will go to Jos, and after coming from Jos, he will branch at Sagamu to preach the gospel. Sadly, he couldn't travel to Jos or Sagamu to preach the gospel. But while the man was on his sick bed, the man of God remembered the heartbeat of God, the assignment of God. And he was crying until he breathed his last. Jos, Sagamu. That was the burden in their heart. If you study the book of Acts, no sooner as they received the power and fire of the Holy Spirit, they went everywhere preaching the gospel. In fact, they went from the upper room to every living room. Somebody's in the house this morning. May you catch fire.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Number three, as we go into prayer, just three or four prayer points we will pray. The reality of the kingdom is the reality of power. Listen, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter number 4, verse 20, the word of God says, for the kingdom of God is not in word, it is in power. Somebody shout power. And that's what Jesus has promised us. Jesus said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given unto me. Therefore, I ask you and myself to go. And he promised that he will be with us unto the uttermost part of the earth. Matthew chapter 10. Baptist, he called unto himself his disciple, and he gave them power. In Luke chapter number 10, verse number 19, the Bible says, he called unto the 70, gave them authority. I am praying for 43 of us. I will take number one, director number two, Pastor Abraham number four, Pastor Remy number five, and 39 others who will care to say, may you carry fire. In the name of Jesus. Brother, listen and let me tell you this. Of what use is your title without mantle? Hear me and hear me well. Of what use is your title without mantle? Can I tell you this? There is no entitlement in title. Help me preach that sermon to somebody next to you. There is no entitlement in title. Are you afraid to talk? Point your prophet finger to somebody next to you. Tell him, don't be afraid. Tell her. There's no entitlement in type. Oh, yeah, say that. Now listen. Title without mantle has no meaning. When you study the gospel as recorded by St. John chapter 1, verse number 19 to 20, there the Bible revealed to us what interests Brother John the most. The Bible said they came to him and they asked him, are you Christ? Are you the one we are expecting? The man wasn't interested in any title. All he told them was that I am the voice crying in the wilderness. Title without mantle has no meaning. Title without mantle is useless. When you carry the mantle, you command respect. If there be anything you should go home with, after all the teachings, after all the blessings God has loaded us with through all his servants who have come to minister, if there be any prayer point you should go home with, it should be that you will carry mantle from this place. Elisha was not different from all other sons of the prophet. But there came a time of decision, and the man was distinguished from among his brethren. The Bible says, the sons of the prophet at Jericho told him, do you know our boss be taken from us today? He said, I know. But the man knew that beyond being a student in the school of the prophet, he needed something. They got to Bethel, and the sons of the prophet told him, our boss will be taken from us. And the man said, I know, hold your peace. They got to Gilgal, and the same statement was repeated. And they got to Jordan, all the sons of the prophet, they gathered, they told him. But Elijah saw what others couldn't see. This is my prayer for you. God will open your eyes to see. Yeah. On Sunday of this year, I was praying with them in the church and pastor in Lagos. I said, if God did not open your eyes or my eyes to see certain things, you will suffer in the midst of plenty. Hey, guy was by the well of water. But because she couldn't see, she was crying. The baby was crying. But the Lord heard the cry of that baby. And God opened her eyes to see. And she saw a well of water. And because of the sight that God gave to her, she moved from a bottle of water to a well of water. And I concluded by saying this today. As far as the kingdom matter is concerned, your sight is your size. I talk to somebody. As far as the kingdom matter is concerned, your sight is what? It's your size. Hey, Soromo. Your sight is what? It's your size. Elisha told her, I know, hold your peace. And after they crossed Jordan, the Bible says, Elijah said unto him, ask what I will do for you. The man was not looking for money. The man was not looking for fame. The man was not looking for title. All he was looking for was the power, the spirit, and the mantle of Elijah. He was ready to step into the shoe of Elijah. And Elijah gave him a very hard condition. If you see me, the authority of the church, they are men of vision. No wonder the watchword for this year says, open my eyes, that I may do what? I may see. Elijah told him, if you see me, I pray for you, you will see vision. Yeah. As you go this year, God will open your eyes to see. Yeah. You will see mystery. Yeah. Oh my God. You will see wondrous things. Yeah. That amen is not loud enough. Maybe I should increase the number to 50 of us. And you know, 1 to 5 has been taken. I'm number 1, Pastor Peter, number 2. Pastor Abraham, number 5. Pastor Remy, number 4. Then Pastor Tokwe is my friend, number 5. And everyone who care to say amen, may the Lord open your eyes to see. May you see vision in the name of Jesus. And the Bible tells us that when the chariot of fire came and catapulted Elijah, Elijah shouted, "My father, my father, the chariot of Israel." What was the man saying? "Oh God, I saw you. Oh God, I see you." And the Bible says, he took the mantle that fell from Elijah. And with that, the last miracle of Elijah became the first miracle of Elijah. Why? Mantle. As you go this morning, you are going with mantle. Emi o mentori ami se. Emi so bi ko Olodumare ke bi etin lo lati aro lo egbagbara. Carry fire. In the name of Jesus. When the power and mantle from above is upon your life, to guarantee your dominion. You will access, you will have access to supernatural operation. We are on a covenant land. This is where our father Apostle Babala contacted power. And from here, his life was never the same. He carried mantle, he carried power, he carried grace, he carried anointing. I pray for you as you go. May you and myself carry power.
Yeah.
Let's say louder and bigger, amen.
Yeah.
When the power and the spirit of God comes upon your life, you become a man of authority. None of your words will fall to the ground. No man will be able to gainsay or gainsay your wisdom and your word. When you carry the power and the mantle, you will do what no one has ever done. You will operate in a new dimension of ministry. When the mantle of power comes upon your life, you will be separated for distinction. When the power and the mantle comes upon your life, you will do the humanly impossible. God said I should pray for somebody as I was meditating this morning. It's a prayer point I've been praying for some days now. And then somebody needs that prayer. I pray for you. Your life and destiny will not be vandalized.
Amen.
As I search the Bible, number 14 I discover is that the Holy Spirit is the engine room or powerhouse of all Christians. The Holy Spirit is the engine room. To a brain box of an automobile. It controls every aspect of our lives, every aspect of our calling, every aspect of our ministry. It is like the brain box of an engine. Can I say this to you? The Holy Spirit is the employer of his laborer. The job vacancy, job profile, in every sphere of life and ministry is with him. The job description of every assignment is with him. He knows what he wants, whom he wants, and where he wants them to perform. The Holy Spirit knows the numbers of people he needs at every given time. The Holy Spirit is the executive charge, search, and placement consultant to his own business. It is only when you are enlisted in his work that your entitlement is guaranteed. Let me close by saying this to you this morning. Then we'll take one or two prayer points. I'll just pray with you. How do you assess the power and the spirit of God? Number one, there must be a desire that cannot be conquered. A desire that cannot be conquered. A desire that cannot be conquered. Elijah was desperate. I am not going to give up. I am not going to surrender. While all others was in trouble, he saw what others couldn't see. He went ahead of others. He had a desire that cannot be conquered. He was desperate and he stepped into the shoe of Elijah. He want to fill the vacuum that Elijah essence will create. There must be a desire. A desire. Brethren, don't pray for money. Brethren, don't pray for fame. Brethren, don't pray for popularity. Pray for power. How many of us listened to our president about a week ago? When the man of God was preaching in Ebute Elefun, our general headquarters in Lagos, the man of God said, our forebears, they prayed for 10 years, from 1918 to 1928. And by the time God will raise up a man, God raised Apostle Ayo Babalola, who was never part of the praying team. But what was the secret of that man? The man desired power. If you not use me, Lord, I am not going to leave this place. That was the prayer of that man. He was ordered by God to pray for 3 days. At the end of the third day, God told him, increase that fast to 7 days. And after 7 days, he received power. He received unction. He received anointing. Lift up your right hand wherever you are. As you go this morning, may you carry power. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Number two, you must hunger and thirst for power. Hunger and thirst for the power of God. When you study the lives of our forebears, give them 1 hour to pray. They will use 45 to 50 minutes asking for the power of the Holy Spirit. That was the secret of their success story. They don't pray for some of the things we are praying for today. All they desire is more of God. They understood that men who chase after God, they will find him. And so they pray for power, they hunger, and they thirsted for power. It is only those who chase after God that will receive power. Number three, my time is going. Align your purpose with his purpose. Do you desire to carry power and anointing? Align your purpose with his purpose. Many of us are praying for power today. Why do you want to receive power? Many of us, we are seeking for position. Popularity, fine. But I want to tell you this. If that is your reason for asking God to empower you, you are a failure already. Our fathers of old, the early church, they pray for power. What was the motive behind their mind? They pray that God will empower them so that they will have boldness in preaching the word. And no wonder, they preach powerfully. They preach wonderfully. Their messages carry fire and power. There was fire in their bone. Bible tells us that Jeremiah said, I'm not going to preach again. I'm not going to speak your word again because he was persecuted and hated. But the Bible tells us that there was fire in his bone. Every youth under the sound of my voice, I pray for you. May your bone and mine carry fire. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Number four, cultivate the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Invite him to your life. Praise him. Invite him as your leader. Cultivate the presence and fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Number five, there must be season of waiting. Do you desire the power and the Spirit of God? There must be season of waiting. Isaiah chapter number 40, verse number 30 down to 31 says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagle. They will run, they will be tired. They will walk, they won't be weary. Let me quickly say this to you. Waiting time is not a wasted time. Please know that. Waiting time is not a wasted time. Moses waited upon the Lord on the mountain for 40 days. And by the time he was coming back, he came back with an awesome anointing. People could not behold his face. When he studied that passage of the Bible, it revealed to us that respect is not demanded. Respect is commanded. You want people to respect you? In this kingdom, matter, carry power. Am I talking to you?
Yes, sir.
Do you know something? People that carry the power and the Spirit of God cannot be molested. They cannot be harassed. They cannot be insulted. Lift up your right hand wherever you are. Emi so bi ko Olodumare sinu aye yin loni e oni se rifin. I was thinking your amen will be louder than that. I speak to your life from henceforth. No man shall be able to molest or insult you in the name of Jesus. Bible tells us that when Elisha received that power on his way coming back, some teenagers saw him. He was a bald head like myself. And they looked at him, behold a bald head. And the Bible said the man turned. He rebuked them in the name of the Lord. And you know what happened? 40 of them were devoured. I am praying for you from today. Anointing that cannot be harassed or molested, may the Lord give unto you and myself. Yeah. What am I saying? Moses came back from the mountaintop with an unusual anointing. People could not behold his face. He was a different man entirely. Do you talk about Elijah? Elijah said to Ahab, as the Lord liveth, before whom I stand. Because the man had been waiting somewhere in the wilderness. He could stand before kings and chiefs. Many of us, we appear too quickly. No wonder we disappear like fire. You are nowhere to be found in the place of waiting. And yet you want to stand before the people. I have been privileged to speak to men of God and pastors. And this has been my statement to all of us. I have no right to stand before you if I have not heard from God. I have no right. I have no right to stand before you if God has not spoken to me. And so Elijah told the man who had veto power in his hand, who can kill a man alive during his time, as the Lord liveth before my stand, there shall not be rain. When I have beheld Elijah, he told him, you are the troubler of Israel. But the man who carried fire, the man that carried anointing, he told Ahab with all his power and authority, you and your father's house troubled Israel. If you lack power, they will waste your life. Am I talking to somebody? Yes, when you carry power, you will operate in a new dimension of ministry. Do we talk about Paul the Apostle, the man that wrote to third of the New Testament? After receiving the calling of God upon his life, the Bible tells us he was in the wilderness of Arabia for 3 years. It was there he received vision. It was there he received anointing. No wonder when he was persecuted, Apostle Paul said, I am not disobedient to that heavenly vision. He was not disturbed. He did not surrender his ministry to lower forces, to persecution, to hatred, or whatever anybody may say. The man remember that once God has spoken, what another person may say will just be a noise. Can I say this to you? When the power comes upon your life, you become a newsmaker and not a noisemaker. Yeah. I'm not praying for you. I'm just telling you the reality of life. When the power of God is upon your life, all you will become is a newsmaker, not a noisemaker. How many noisemakers do we have on the pulpit today? They lack substance. They are preaching. Their prayer lacks substance. Are you last on the one knee? Their story was like that. Or it's like that of the children of Israel in 1 Samuel chapter number 4. Bible tells us that Israelites and the Philistines, they met in battle. And on the first day, 4,000 Israelites were killed. They came back to the camp to re-strategize. They asked themselves the reason for their failure. And they felt it was because the Ark of Covenant was not with them in the camp. And they sent for the Ark in Silo. And the Bible says when the Ark of Covenant came, Bible says they shouted, they exclaimed, there were noises everywhere, but God was not in their midst. And the Bible says the Philistines encouraged themselves. They fought there, and 30,000 of them died in one day. They not only died, the Ark of Covenant was taken from there. Brethren, confer the power of God upon your life. However, Jesus our model, Jesus was always in the wilderness and on the mountaintop. No wonder he was always very fresh when he was here on earth. I'm concluding by saying this. Every man that have done great things for the Lord, every man who have been used by the Lord for mighty works, all of them are men of the wilderness. They remember The wilderness is where God refined his servant. They remember the wilderness is where God consecrate his servant. They remember wilderness is a place of power. Rise to your feet, everybody. Can you lift up your two hands to the Lord and say amen to this? I pray for you in the name of the Lord. From today, receive power.
Amen.
Lift up your two hands. Just three or four prayer points. My time is gone. Three or four prayer points. I will just prophesy to your life. Oh, come in, see fire, oh, Luwa, Wale, Wale. Igba gbo mi romo rore wole wole ma ba mi gbe titi oluwa ma ba mi gbe
titi
o ti o fe ni o fe ti o ko mi se bugbere la titi oluwa two more time everybody ma ba mi gbe
titi oluwa
o ti o fa ni mo fa fi oko mi se bu bere la la wole
wole.
For the last time, take it from your heart. Brethren, three prayer points we're going to pray together. God said we should pray. Listen, I heard a voice of God clearly. God said we should pray that we will not run ahead of him. You are going to hold on to somebody and pray. As I was coming, the Lord told me that I should pray for you, that you will not run ahead of God. Hold on to somebody and pray for him. That's number one prayer point. You will call the name of Jesus powerfully together and pray for that brother. Brother, I pray for you. Oh yeah, repeat after me. You will not run ahead of God. I will not run ahead of God. Oh yeah, turn it to prayer in the name of Jesus. My Father, my God, I pray that I will not run ahead of God. Hey, I will not run ahead of God. I will not run ahead of God in my life and ministry. I will not run ahead of God. I will not run ahead of God. Hey, I will not run ahead of God. I will not run ahead of God. I will not run ahead of God in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Please say amen to this. Everyone who will care to say amen, I pray for you. You will not run ahead of God. If your amen is louder, your life will be better. I speak to your life from this morning. You will not run ahead of God in the name of Jesus. For the third time, I pray for somebody whose amen is the loudest. That from this holy altar, I pray for you, you will not run ahead of God. In the name of Jesus. Look at me, everybody. If you appear before your time, you will disappear before your time. And that's why I'm praying for you this morning. You will not run ahead of God. Don't worry, I know the numbers I'm looking for. May you and myself run at the speed of God. In the name of Jesus. Number two, before we pray for power, we are going to pray to God that your life and destiny will not be vandalized. It's a prayer point I want you to pray. Don't forget, I told you that the Holy Spirit is likened to the brain boss of an automobile. When the brain boss of any vehicle is vandalized, forget about the vehicle. It won't work until it is fixed. Samson carried power. He carried grace. He carried anointing. His ministry was announced before he was born. He was a mini Messiah. He carried an unusual strength and anointing. But sadly, he lost it on the lap of Delilah. Last year, I told you this. You cannot sleep on the lap of Delilah and be expecting to wake up in Abraham's bosom. Bible says, Samson said, I will arise. I will shake myself as of all that time. He did not know that God has forsaken him. Lift up your two hands and pray to God. Oh, Lord, my God. Will you say that? My life and destiny will not be vandalized. My life will not be vandalized. My destiny will not be vandalized. My ministry will not be vandalized. Turn it to a prayer. My Father, my God, my life will not be vandalized. In the name of Jesus, my Father, my God, my life and destiny will not be vandalized. My life and destiny will not be vandalized. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Just 2 minutes more. I'm praying for somebody in Christ Apostolic Church and beyond. God will make you a voice. I'm praying for somebody from this side, from that side, from here, from there, and amongst us. God is making somebody a voice. God will make you a voice in your generation. In the name of Jesus, God will make us a voice. A voice. A voice. A voice. A voice. In the name of Jesus, you will speak, demons will bow. Sickness will disappear. The lame will rise. Death will come back to life. The oppressed will be delivered. In the name of Jesus, I need anointing that is fresh. I need anointing that is fresh. Oh, the anointing cannot do it. I need anointing that is fresh. Can you just take it one more time? That is fresh.
I need anointing that is fresh.
Oh, the anointing cannot do it. I need anointing that is fresh. From today, I am praying for every one of us in the house, fresh anointing. Fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit. Let it come upon us all in the name of Jesus. From today, you will trail the blaze. You and myself become a pathfinder. You become a pathfinder. God will make you and myself way makers. From today, you become a shakers, movers, instrument of revival. In the name of Jesus, may you become instrument of revival. May you become catalyst of grace and revival. In the name of Jesus, it is well with you. In Jesus' name we are praying.